Good day, my people. Saturday, November 4th, drinking mate, just got back from salsa, feeling alive, feeling well, want to deliver a message to you, want to bring it to you. Let's get right into it. Do I have any announcements before we start? I just got back from salsa class. That was cool. I'm getting better, my friends. I'm feeling more confident. I've realized that it takes me a lot longer to learn things. And I think I said this, it takes me a lot longer to learn things. I feel like I have some sort of like a blockage, honestly, like in my brain or in something around my peripherals where I like, it's weird when I want to turn one way, like I feel like I'm blocked. And then like the other way, I'm really free. There's got to be some connection with like the inner life and exterior movement and blockages from trauma or pain and how that affects our body. Like I really believe that. And I've just noticed that through dancing. Maybe other people have it too. They just don't overthink the fuck out of it. And they're not so highly self-aware and acute to their inner life. But I see these things in me and I'm like, yeah, like something's up here. And it takes me a lot longer. And you might just think, well, Jay, just let go and flow, bro. I'm doing that. And it's there's still a blockage. But it's been like 6 months now. And I've improved so much, guys. And at some point, it'd be really funny if I came on the podcast and I'm like, guys, no more fitness Justin. No more macro Justin. We're going to be a salsa professional dance. That would be so weird. That won't happen. This will always be a hobby. But I am loving it. And you know what's one thing I haven't done? And this is the last thing I'll say before we get to the message. You're going to laugh. Like, I haven't even really done any social dancing. Like, truly. Like, I've just been at the studio practicing. So I still haven't even, like, went to a club and been like, all right, come over here, girl. Put down that cocktail. You're going to dance with your boy Jay. Like, I haven't even done that. So, yeah. I've pretty much had training wheels on the whole time. I've been practicing on a microphone in my room. I haven't been on the stage yet. I haven't rode bikes on the mountain. So it'll come. And I think when it does, that's when this whole thing will hopefully click. Guys, another podcast episode for you today. I wanted to say that last night I met up with some old friends. Yes, I have friends here in Miami. And they were older friends, meaning we were all part of a community from like 2015 to 2020, 2019, around there. And it was a church community. And yeah, the church folded. Everyone kind of split, went their own ways. And we had a friend that was in town, and she invited a bunch of us over. And there was like food and wine. And yeah, I stayed on my macros. I was really proud of myself. I didn't have any snacks and I didn't drink any wine. Just want to say that. Not that I have anything against that, but I just was really feeling it. I'm like, I want to stay true to my motherfucking macros. So anyways, I did that. But we had like a guitarist there, piano. Man, we had a little, what's that little ukulele, I think it's called, that little mini guitar that girls play. It's so cute. But yeah, like, we were just playing some amazing songs, like worship music, meaning like having this spiritual undertone and praise for God. Because if I'm honest, like whatever I feel in those moments is the same thing I felt like at a U2 concert or a Coldplay concert or I don't know, just like riding bike. Like I don't feel like Christian or even Muslim or Jewish or Hindi or any of these musics from these ancient traditions. Like to me, like the sensation and the divine connection that you get, it's all the same, right? So I just put that out there, because some people talk about like worship music like it's different. I'm like, if it takes you to a place of divine connection, it's working. Like, you never felt like connected to God listening to Mozart, right? I don't think Mozart was Christian, bro. You know what I mean? So I was there last night and we were singing these songs and I was just connecting to God, man. I was feeling so just in the moment. And my friend was like, she's like, if anyone wants to like speak like something that they're struggling with or something that they're thankful for or just something that's on their heart, like whatever comes, you know, kind of like let the spirit, let the flow speak through you, right? So people were, you know, saying short things, and I wanted to share with you what I said and how that can pertain to your life. And at first I was like, nah, just stay quiet, like whatever, you know how you get, you know how you get, we've talked about this before. But I was like, no, like I need to say something, man, this is true. And what I said was that I've been to the better half of 19, 20 countries in the past year and a half, which a lot of people know because they follow me on social. And I said, you know, there's no better feeling, like of all the experiences I had, there's no better feeling than being around like people that love you and where you're accepted, God's people. And I'm so grateful for that. And I haven't felt this in a long time. And that's what I said. And I was like, praise God. And that's what I said. And I really mean that. And man, like you can travel so much. There was a girl there, she was talking to me, and she's like, you have the life that, I shouldn't say this, I'm making fun of her, but I was just trying to do a better impersonation. But she's like, you have the life that like I would want, like you have the coolest life, like you go and you travel the world and you're like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, it's cool, it is a cool life. And a lot of people tell me that, even though I'm not traveling anymore, but people are enthralled by the ability to work online and travel and like get, and I was trying to tell her like, yeah, it's cool, but it's one of those things where people don't know it's cool till they have it. And yeah, it is cool, but there's also like a huge loneliness and emptiness that you feel that only a digital nomad would know about. And you can have a ton of experiences and feel wildly alone and wildly wildly excited and alive, and it's like this ball of emotions, and I'm already hella in touch with myself, so I feel it even deeper. But I was trying to explain to her that, and I tell you that because what I said about this is one of the best feelings, just being here singing worship songs and talking to people that love me and feeling so at home, like that's better to me than standing on top of an incredible mountain in northern Switzerland with my book bag on my back. And yeah, just like the freaking breeze of the sea just blowing up my left cheek, and like I feel like I'm in heaven. Like, even though that's cool, like, man, being loved in a community where you don't have to perform and you're just accepted for who you are and you're known and you're with people who have a similar lens of the world like you and share some of the same values as you guys, that feeling to me is, I hate putting things against one another, but I'd rather be there. I guess if I could take that to the mountain, I guess that'd be cooler, right? But I don't know, like, do you have to do that? Like, it just felt so, I felt so found and heard and seen. And I wanted to share that with you because a lot of times in our life, if you just look at life from a distance, you'll notice that a lot of our day we're performing, you know, we're having to like do stuff. And this is good. This is what makes us come alive. It's what produces income to make the world go round. And if we were all lazy in the world, like it wouldn't be that good. It wouldn't be a good place because it would eventually turn to passivity, and then people would go into their own carnal desires, and eventually we'd get frustrated, anxious, irritated, and turn on one another. So when we're actually working and in service, you know, we feel alive, and that's what gives us a high and a joy and a zest for life and purpose. But there's like this wheel that you're on when you're in that it can also begin to mirror performing. And the problem with performance and always having to show up, especially people who are digital, is you're consistently having to create and put out work and show and receive recognition, which reinforces your creativity and keep going. And so eventually you turn into a performer, and you're only alive when you perform. And performance is predicated on doing well. And so you got to be good. And I talk from you from a digital perspective, but this could be true if you're a realtor or a teacher or an accountant or any job, guys. You got to perform, because hopefully you're in a job that pays you right. And so if there's an exchange of value and energy and money, it's because you're doing something to receive it, right? And the best jobs are the ones for people who are doing things that are wildly creative. And if you're wildly creative and producing something that can help and benefit people, you'll receive money for it. But again, when you're creating, making, building, or thinking or strategizing or bringing together like an entrepreneur or CEO, or like I said, even if it's just like a teacher leading school kids, like, you are in a state of performance and you are constantly having to perform, because that's what brings in the money. And over time, it can get exhausting depending on your level of industry, right? Like, some people, they're like, nah, I'm pretty autopilot in my job. Like, I know what's coming, like all this stuff. You know what I mean? So like, if that's you, then yeah, I guess, I mean, I wouldn't say you have the best life, but you need to change jobs. That's for sure. But for those of us who take our work seriously and we're in line with our purpose and we're receiving income for it, we're probably like having to create, and it probably is a heavy, and it is a very tiring life, you know, over, I'm not talking about a week, but like over years of doing it. And so the question I began to ask myself was, okay, I'm starting to feel like I'm performing, and I'm feeling the underneath the belly of that is some tiredness, you know? So what is, I'm not talking about sleep. I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about the creative muscles that make. And so you start to feel tired. And then what ends up happening is you get bitter or your work starts to suffer. I tell you that, I feel like I'm saying that word a lot, but I tell you that because you need to place in a community of rest. And that's my central point for you. And the question I want to pose to you is, do you have a community where you don't have to perform? Do you have a community where you don't have to play a role? Your role is to be. I found this in church, and my parents raised me in church, and wasn't always like this in every church, but I did find a community for a better half of 5 years where I did feel that way. I felt seen, felt loved, felt heard, felt like I didn't have to perform. And I began to serve in the community and preach and all like that. And so it could start to become performance, right? It started to become a job, but then that's when money is income and you're actually providing value. But you don't have to do those roles in ministry and leadership and all that. You can just say, I just want to be here and rest. I just want to take off whatever hat I'm using during the week and just be. I've journeyed so long as like a solopreneur and performer. And if I'm honest, I've forgotten the power of community where you can just be. Guys, that's the message I want to drive home to you today is, again, do you have that in your life? And you can say, well, my community is my family. Okay, that's fine. If you really do feel that way, then that's good. That's good. But not everyone has a great family like you or like others where they can feel that way. Sometimes your family, you are performing. You know, things are a little bit more hairy and jacked up than other families. You need a community. You need a community where you're loved. You know, sometimes for people, family is not always a place of refuge. Sometimes it could be a place of confusion and tension. You need a community. Maybe you're married. You could discuss this with your partner because you do feel that way. You do feel this tiredness in you. You do feel this like performance in you. And you're like, hey, you know, to your partner, we need to find a community. We need to find a community where we can just be, where we're accepted, where we're loved, because you two are one anyways, right? If you're feeling this way and you're single, then do something about it ASAP. But I realize that it's a lot more complex when there's another partner involved. But being able to open up about the way you feel and say, I need to be a part of something. We need to be a part of something. Do you feel this way? Sometimes that could be a huge remedy for the relationship because you guys are always on performance mode as parents and your jobs and all the little clubs you're part of, all that stuff. Again, driving home the central point here. Do you have communities where you can just be? Maybe it's not church for you. That's what works for me. The spiritual, you know? The spiritual, the the divine, the holy, I feel very rested there because I know that's how God sees me. And if these people are really about this God, then I can be that person with them. Does that make sense? So church community. Tomorrow I'm going to go to a new church for the first time. I haven't been to church like in, 7 years, or I haven't been part of a church community since like 2017 or something like that. Yeah. I was part of a community. Well, that community I was just telling you about, 2019. So I don't even remember the years, but it's more than 5 years ago. And I haven't been part of a church community. And I finally found a group of people that I vibe with, that I don't know. I haven't been there, but I've been watching it on YouTube. And I'm like, I think I'll like this. I think I'll like this group. I like the pastor. I like kind of the way they talk about things. And I'm very sensitive to my faith, but when I say sensitive, I'm just very inclusive and open, interfaith. And it was just hard to find people in a community that's like me. And I feel like I found one. And we all need to be found, guys. But again, maybe it's not church. Maybe it's an online community. Maybe it is a fitness community. Maybe, man, there's like this club here in Miami that I found. Because I've been searching, because I've been feeling this inside of me. And the community is called the Miami Philosophy Club. And they meet like at this bar in downtown, and they like drink wine and talk philosophy. That's like totally up my alley, But I don't know what the dynamics are, but like I'm just trying to give you examples. But what are other places where you can just be? You can rest. Where you don't have to perform, where you're loved and accepted for who you are. Could you imagine if you had a community like that? How good would that feel for you if you do feel tired? How about you? Do you get home and want to be in a home where you can rest, but you feel like it's also stressed there? Guys, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. You should feel like you have a group of people that love you and see you and care about you. And you don't have to perform, and you just are loved for who you are, not what you do. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. And that's what I hope you feel when you listen to my podcast. That's the type of space and the energy that I want to create. That, yeah, you tune me in, you press play, you're going to come in a conversation and a walk with me. And I'm very personable in the way that I speak and very authentic and transparent. But it's my hope, and I'm tapping into my energy and my gift, that you would feel like a sense of peace when you listen to me, that you would feel like a sense of home when you listen to me. Yeah, that's my dude, man. Like, I feel his voice is, people have told me my voice is like soothing, it's calm. That's the energy that I want to bring to you. That's the type of person that I want to be. Do you know why I'm like that? Because I'm trying to cultivate that in myself. So I give it freely to you. So that's what's true in me. From the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. I make you feel at peace because there's peace present in me. But peace must be cultivated. And I know that it's true for me when I feel like I'm in community, when I'm around people who value and love me. And when I get irritated and stressed and bitter, it's because I feel like I'm just a performer, a hamster on a wheel, having to do things and make money. And man, there's nothing that kills the soul more than that. It's not that you don't need to do it. It's just the wheel starts to fucking break, man. You get so tired of that life. And I still want to be always a performer, guys. I'm a creator. Like, it's what gives life meaning. And I will be in that for life. But to have a community, yeah. To have people that love you and see you for who you are, that shit is gold. So maybe it's church, guys. But the right one. Maybe it's an online community. Maybe it's a group of guys. I used to meet like around 20, yeah, probably around that time with a group of guys, 2019. And I'm thinking about bringing this back in Miami if I do like stay here. And we would meet every Wednesday, cook steaks, drink whiskey, smoke cigars. I don't know if I'll be able to do that on the macros now because I'm a different guy, but you get the point. Guys opening up, getting soul naked, and freaking sharing, because you need to be seen, man. You need to be seen for who you are. you know, a lot of guys, and I just talk for guys, but I know you ladies have it too, but a lot of guys, they keep so much shit in, and they don't have a place where they can just be. You know what ends up happening? They end up doing some dumb shit to their wife, like cheating on her or treating her like shit, or they get into some side addiction that nobody knows about because they don't want to cheat. So they're like, fuck it, I'll just do this on the side. Because we need to let this stuff out, and you need to not always be a performer, right? And always creating and making and receiving money. And you need to place where you can rest and just be. You think about the greats before us, civilizations before us. You think about these warriors before us. And you've seen it in movies. You read it in books. They'd go to war and they'd fight. But then there was like this breaking bread and this communal feeling where they didn't have to fight. And they just were. And they'd drink wine and twirl their beards and talk poetry and war, but it was just them, and they weren't performing, and that almost fueled them for when they did go to battle. But if you're always on battle and you're always fighting and you're always performing and you're always creating, you will run dry and hit yourself with your own sword and hurt others in the process. So, in closing, my friends, the community, ask yourself, do I have it? Am I part of one? Do I feel these things? And that is the episode for today. May you have a great weekend, my friends, whenever you hear this, or a great week. Sending so much love and hella good vibes your way. Stay connected.